My name is Christopher Peter. Welcome. My Super Bowl pick for this year was the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Baltimore Ravens, a Super Bowl rematch of a decade earlier. Just missing one Harbaugh brother. Now that prediction is on life support as the 49ers are pretty much toast. The Niners are now 6-8 after dropping a divisional game on Thursday night at home to the Los Angeles Rams in a battle of field goals. The Niners had a realistic chance of winning that game, but the Rams were just a slight bit better for most of the game, and closed really well. The Niners not only lost the game, but experienced an embarrassing moment that resulted in a rest of the season suspension. More about this later on, as it is a lesson that you simply cannot let your emotions cause you to quit on your team or those that rely on you. The Ravens also are not where they probably should be, and if they lose next weekend, they will be a wildcard team. They are coming off a bye to face a team that is already thinking about the offseason in the Giants. I wonder how much Joe Shane is thinking about the decision team owner John Mara will be forced to make. The Ravens won easily against the Giants and held up their end to make next week a showdown to keep the division fight alive. Last week, I mentioned that they probably have the best path given the strength of schedule advantage that they had over the Steelers. The Steelers will head to Baltimore this upcoming weekend and then will face Kansas City, who already faced Baltimore. This is not another game because the Steelers went into Philly this weekend, just like in early November, where the future of the United States largely came down to the results in Pennsylvania. The fate of the AFC North was greatly impacted by the battle in Pennsylvania against my beloved Philadelphia Eagles. In all fairness, the Pittsburgh Steelers are also a team I support. But I was pulling for the Birds this past Sunday. Given all the media hype the Eagles faced all week, the difficult opponent in the Steelers, it made for a formidable matchup. Any team with a player like TJ Watt on it will be a difficult out. And early on, the Steelers showed how they can generate takeaways against any team in any stadium. The Eagles suffered two early turnovers, but the Steelers simply could not take advantage of them. The Steelers usually make teams pay when they are given a short field. For the most part, short fields have helped give them a good portion of their scoring opportunities. Even with Russell Wilson, they are not really a team that can consistently move down the field. On Sunday, the Eagles were that team. Setting aside those turnovers, the Eagles generated offense through the air, as the Steelers did a great job of slowing down the run game and holding Barkley to only 65 yards, who was also impacted by an injury. But A.J. Brown and Smitty were all they needed to dominate the Steelers in the link. Interestingly, Mike Tomlin decided to punt when his team was down two scores early in the fourth quarter. Wilson and co. never saw the field again after the Eagles ran off 10-plus minutes of time to end the game. Yes, two-thirds of a quarter, one-sixth of the game, ran off with a 21-play drive to seal the victory. The Eagles really excel in big moments this year, against the Ravens, the Steelers, and everyone during their 10-game winning streak. Their defense has really found their identity and are dominating games. The offense is multiple, being able to win by running and passing or one or the other. Great run they are on right now. The Eagles caught up with the presumptive favorite in the NFC Detroit Lions, who were dominated for most of the game by the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, who pretty much sealed the MVP race with another great performance. The Lions are decimated on defense and now lost a key contributor to their offense. Tough sledding going forward. The Bills looked great on offense over the past 2 weeks, but their defense is pretty suspect after 2 weeks where they gave up 44 points and now 42 points, 86 points in just 2 weeks, and the Bills are only 1-1 in those games despite Josh Allen playing great. One has to wonder what would have happened if the Lions were healthy. I am not sure why the practice of dropping the football before crossing the goal line is still a thing. How come players are not learning from other players' errors? Sometimes the best lessons to learn are not from the mistakes you make, but the ones other people make. If you are a team trying to punch a ticket to the postseason, then you cannot have any mental lapses. This was the Colts, by the way, during their loss to the Denver Broncos. Baker Mayfield is having a good run with the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are back in first place amidst the struggling Atlanta Falcons slide. The Bucks beat up on the Los Angeles Chargers, winning convincingly. The Falcons have reportedly decided to pull the plug on the Kirk Cousins era despite their win against the Raiders. The Packers knocked the Seattle Seahawks out of first place, moving the Rams into the top spot in the NFC West. The Seahawks seemed not able to keep up with the third team in the NFC North, especially after starting quarterback Geno Smith left the game with a knee injury. A big story of the week was Patrick Mahomes suffering a high ankle sprain in a win against the Cleveland Browns. If he is unable to play or if the Chiefs decide to protect their future Hall of Famer, former Eagles starting quarterback Carson Wentz will take the reins. Imagine if he wins a second Super Bowl as a backup replacement. The Chiefs continue to win close. The prevailing opinion that the media is willing to acknowledge is that the Eagles are right the best team in football, dragging themselves to acknowledge that the team playing consistent on both sides of the ball for 10 weeks in a row may be better than teams that are losing key players or winning close. At the same time, The national media still wants to sow seeds of division. The Eagles are the best team in football. They are playing the best brand of football and keep getting better each week. Hopefully, this can continue through February.